From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Sweden's ambassador to the UN, Olof Skoog, says his country is trying to help de-escalate tensions on the Korean Peninsula by hosting North Korean foreign minister, a visit some global observers believe could help pave the way for a meeting between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he's deeply concerned about Syrians fleeing the enclaves of eastern Ghouta and Afrin. UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stephen de Mistura, says the violence there could be avoided if all parties would honor the UN peace resolution.
It need not to be this way. Negotiations in Douma in the last few days do show that there is a way to create the conditions to advance the implementation of your resolution 2401.
Thousands have fled eastern Ghouta in recent days. Also in the news, here in the United States, former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe has been fired. That is effective immediately. President Trump applauded McCabe's firing on Twitter. He has criticized the FBI for alleged political bias. McCabe was thrust into controversy just days before the 2016 presidential election when it was disclosed that his wife, a Democratic candidate for a seat in the state of Virginia, had taken hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign donations from a political action committee controlled by a friend of Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Mr. Trump, then presidential nominee for the Republican Party, used the disclosure to question the FBI's impartiality in investigating Clinton's use of a private email server before it declined to bring criminal charges against her. This is VOA News. No one is getting fired at the White House right now, says the chief of staff, John Kelly, who gathered some personnel and told them people shouldn't be concerned. The White House press secretary took to Twitter to counter news. President Trump had decided to remove National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster. Earlier in the week, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson was fired and replaced by the Director of Central Intelligence Mike Pompeo. Meantime, White House Director of Legislative Affairs Mark Short spoke with reporters about a lack of cooperation among lawmakers in approving Trump nominees for various administration positions.
At this point in the past four administrations combined, the last four administrations, the Senate had conducted 17 cloture votes combined. Cloture vote, in essence, being a filibuster on a nominee. 17 cloture votes in the last four administrations combined at this point. Today, the Senate has had 79 cloture votes in the first 14 months of our administration.
Short also defending President Trump's choice of Mike Pompeo to be the next Secretary of State. Afghanistan hosting high-level talks with Pakistan today to improve strained bilateral ties and enhance cooperation to further a recent Afghan offer of peace talks to the Taliban. The top Pakistani security official is visiting Kabul more than 2 weeks after President Ashraf Ghani offered unconditional talks to the Taliban in a bid to end an increasingly deadly Afghan war. U.S. military says seven American servicemen were killed. It happened when their helicopter crashed in Iraq. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is the Trump administration spokesperson.
At least from initial reporting, the crash does not appear to have been caused by enemy action. However, this incident is under investigation. This tragic crash reminds us that all our courageous men and women take extraordinary risks every single day in service of our country.
The United States has been working with Iraqi forces to fight Islamic State militants in Iraq. Tens of thousands of protesters took to the streets in Slovakia to call for snap elections, saying Prime Minister Robert Fico's resignation is not enough to address their concerns following the murder of an investigative journalist. The journalist and his fiancée were found shot dead at their home last month. He had reported on fraud allegations against businessmen with political ties, and protesters have demanded a thorough investigation of his killing as well as an alleged government corruption. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.